Welcome back to the Prexy Podcast. My name is Matt McQuarrie, the Communications Supervisor for the district, and you're listening to episode 22. This week, my guest is Mr. Chris Harmon, who teaches financial literacy and government at Harding High School, and is also the new esports coach. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem.
I like to start each episode by getting to know our guest and their journey into education. So if you could just sort of tell us about your background and how it led to your current position at Harding.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm originally from like the Cleveland, Ohio area, Strongsville Mustangs. And as I was going through high school, my freshman year, I had one history class that really just kind of opened me up to it. I was one of those students in middle school that I couldn't really care about history very much at all. But then I had that one teacher, made it interesting, made it exciting for me, and I thought it'd be something I'd want to do for a living in the long haul. So I went to Miami University, graduated in 2021, December, for social studies. And after spending a little bit of time subbing, I did a long-term sub for financial literacy at Talawanda. And Marion gave me the opportunity to come up here, and it's been a fantastic year doing financial literacy and government.
So. Awesome. And financial literacy and government are two obviously very important topics, but today is actually, we're gonna talk all about esports. And for those that don't know, can you describe for us what esports is?
Yeah, certainly. So when you think of sports, you think of the traditional football, basketball, the competitive games that people play for entertainment. Just as with those sports, there are fans who can watch, you can practice, you can play yourself professionally or otherwise. Esports is the exact same concept, the same format of a competition with fans who watch and attend, who pay to be a part of that experience or to support their teams, but it's being applied to video games instead. And I'm not talking like, say, like the Pac-Man games of high scores of yesteryear. This is where, in real time, you have Team 1, Team 2 playing the same game against each other with a decisive winner. There's a wide variety of games that can fall under esports. There's fighting games. Me personally, I have a lot of background with Super Smash Bros. That's my bread and butter. So there's games like that where you are in combat with somebody. There's also games like Valorant or Overwatch that are team-based strategy games where, you know, can be kind of like first-person or third-person shooter, but you as a group of five or more or less have to work to defeat that other team.
Right. And obviously, if, for those that don't know, esports is a very growing industry. So there's a lot of different avenues that having this background can kind of take you to, because you know there's colleges that offer scholarships for esports, there's careers in esports, whether you want to be like a streamer or you want to work in the video game industry. So
absolutely,
I think it's a great thing that it's come to Harding, and there's not really anyone else around here that's doing that. So yeah. And just for the nerds who are kind of listening to this, because I'm one of those myself. So you mentioned Smash Brothers. So who would be your main in Smash Brothers?
My main, easily Captain Falcon. Captain Falcon has always been my nickname for him. Just flipping that around. But I really play a ton of people. I mean, I've been playing Smash Bros. Since I was like 3 years old, all the way back on the N64. It's a bit of a callback there. If you know, you know. But Donkey Kong, Mario, nowadays there's Cloud, Young Link, Sonic, King K. Rool is a new one that I picked up recently, and that Pichu. I mean, there's so many that like I've dropped throughout that, but the heavy hitters are definitely Captain Falcon, Donkey Kong. They're just so much fun to play.
They are. Mine, just for the record, is Samus, so that's always been my
go-to. That's another one I enjoy, too.
Yep.
The side combos off the ledge.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the esports team started out this year as a club, and kind of the goal was to, as you were starting this up, was to build interest with the intention of transitioning into a competitive team next year. Can you talk a little bit about that process, getting the program set up, and how things have been going so far?
Yeah, certainly. So again, this is my first year at Marion, a fantastic year at that. But coming in as a brand new rookie teacher, also with this, you know, responsibility I wanted to take of starting this esports also from the ground up. It's a significant undertaking. The first semester was trying to just build the general foundation, communicating with MTC and Sam Moore, who is just fantastic. We could not be doing this without him. He really has been a huge help. And just working with him to kind of coordinate, how are we going to build this? What are some dates and times that would work? And then also me learning along the road, like, what does it take to be a coach? Because it still involves the same kind of coaching aspects. You know, a lot of the same programs I had to go through. And then also that organizational aspect of getting a team functional and communicated, in which everyone's scheduled at the same times. Now, though, in the second semester here, we've been meeting as a club. We call it really like free play, in which it's less about the competitive aspects of esports now. It's more about the members getting to know each other, building camaraderie, exploring the games they were most interested in. We've kind of settled towards Overwatch 2 and Valorant as the big ones, with Smash on the side, because I can't help myself. And so now it's starting to crystallize. People are figuring out what roles suit them best, how to work better as a team, building their communication over the mic, talking to each other as they play. So next year, when we start up next fall, we're going to be looking to take that next step into more competitive play. We're already registered with, I am blanking on it off the top of my head, but the organization in the state of Ohio that kind of coordinates the competitions with other high schools, right. We already have that registration established. It's just a matter of, okay, now we're going to take that seriously. We've gotten to know each other. We've built rapport. Now we're going to try to go out there and see how we stack up to other teams. And it's a process. We're not going to be the greatest team in Ohio overnight. But bit by bit, we build this part of our school up, expand it for the kids, and it becomes bigger and better every semester.
Awesome. And then you mentioned MTC, so talk a little bit about that, because obviously esports is not a cheap endeavor, right? Everyone needs a high-end computer to be able to play these games. So how has that MTC partnership worked out, and talk a little bit about the sort of arena that they have available.
Oh, definitely. I mentioned his name before again, and so another shout out to Sam Moore. He is the esports coach over there at Marin Technical College. He's been doing this for years with their esports team. He is an absolute professional in this, and he's really helped me gain a better understanding of how to coordinate these things and what it takes. Fortunately, MTC was gracious enough to extend their facilities to our use as well, and it has been a significant perk. It is expensive, as you said. These computers that run most of these games cost thousands of dollars. The chairs, the layout of it, having this room designed for that kind of stuff is not something you can fundraise for overnight. So having that access to that, and not only just being able to use those facilities, but giving the kids a chance to see the opportunities present to them, that they can go to MTC and they can join that team, take it to the next level, be in that environment all the time consistently, really working for those scholarships, working to take that forward, and seeing how professionals play, getting that feel, that like environment and nature of, this is what I could be working towards, and I could try to make this a professional endeavor. It really adds a lot of flavor to this entire thing and really makes it much more fully fledged.
Yes. And then, so you kind of mentioned it right now for the club, but talk about what students could expect. If I'm a student and I'm coming up and I'm wanting to join the esports team, what can I sort of imagine in terms of a schedule weekly?
Great, thank you. Yeah, perfect question. So right now, we have once a week, we meet 3 to 5 p.m. at MTC. I communicate weekly with our members, send out essentially like a newsletter via email, just reminding of the dates, talking about a few things, updating the goings on with the team. In the future, as we continue growing, we have the flexibility to expand beyond that. whether that's twice a week, whether that's kind of a rotation of members who can access the facility, because there are hard cap limits on how many people can be there. Really, esports teams tend to be around five players on a team for a competitive team. And the facility itself, about 10 people is the reasonable limit there. And so we can't pack it full. And for that reason, it's a little more restricted there. But we can still branch it out to having, say, more teams for more different games, right? Like add Call of Duty or focus on the Smash Bros. We can expand our roster of games available to play and have teams built for each. And as we start competing more rigorously, practice will come with that as well. So there will likely need to be additional time for practice. Again, for anyone who's listening who wants a clear-cut answer, I would say as we move forward, twice a week will be our goal in the short-term future for next year.
Perfect. And how can students who are interested, maybe grant students getting ready to come to Harding, or maybe Harding students who just haven't heard of the club, how can they get involved with the esports program here?
So one of the things I love about this esports is that you can prepare to play esports at any time, anywhere. You can play these games at home. So many students nowadays, heck, even myself as an adult, how do I want to spend my free time? How do I relax? By getting to play my favorite games. And in playing those games, you are still practicing your skills and you are still gaining more knowledge of the game. So to any student that wants to do this, from Grant, kind of looking into the future here, the big heavy hitters, the Overwatch, the Valorant, Smash Bros, the big games on the competitive scene that you play, Rocket League also, League of Legends as well. If you play these games already, you're a big fan, keep playing, keep practicing to prepare yourself to play more on the esports team. Not to name drop it, but if you are seriously interested in joining the team, email me at charmon, H-A-R-M-O-N, at mcspresidents.org. Again, that's charmon, H-A-R-M-O-N, at mcspresidents.org. Because our rosters are so much smaller than traditional sports, we can only take on so many people. As we're going to be trying to compete next year, we are going to have to make those decisions. But the earlier you reach out to me, let me know what games you play, where you rank, are you gold, silver, you know, hard stuck bronze, wherever it might be, letting me know kind of where you rank, what games you play can help me figure out if we can get you into the team.
I think that's a good point, because what people will need to understand is that since this is new and it's very popular and there's not, you know, other schools around here doing this, it is going to be a very competitive avenue to get involved with as you guys are growing, because video games are obviously very popular among kids and adults. And you know, this, I think I want people to understand that this is a legitimate sport, and these students will be able to, I'm sure, earn a letter in this eventually. And I think it's just a great opportunity for the school.
I love to talk about this because I have firsthand experience with this. When I first went to Miami University, my very first dorm room member was somebody who got a scholarship to Miami University for League of Legends. And I would see him playing all the time. He'd go to Miami's facilities, which were next level, and play there all the time. And he was, just as I was, you know, getting a bit of a scholarship, he was too, for something that was infinitely more entertaining, I will admit. So there are real, genuine opportunities for people to take their hobby and turn it into something more, to turn it into something that pays them back for the time they've put into it. Streaming is another one. It's easy to think, like with like the NFL, for example, well, yeah, you can play the sport, but how many people truly get to make money off of it? It's such a limited pool, a 1% of 1% of athletes. The beautiful thing about playing esports or any game nowadays is there's a market for it. The market being the internet, the entertainment factor. Just as people watch TV to pass the time, the new movement is many, many younger people watching things like Twitch or YouTube, watching these people play these games, oftentimes live, commenting, interacting with, and being part of a community of fans who enjoy hearing the personality mixed with the gameplay. And that's something that anybody with a camera, with a game, and a computer screen can pursue as a career. It takes a lot of years to really get that going. It's not like a guaranteed money machine for everyone, but it's a real viable career path that kids can pursue to follow their dreams. And so there's something to be said about that as well.
Absolutely. All right, so this is what I asked every single interview I've done. So what is your favorite part about, this is obviously your first year, but what has been your favorite part about working for Marion City Schools so far?
Absolute favorite part has been the community. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Very, very genuine, genuine and real moment here. When I was coming out of Miami, it was kind of post-COVID era. My first semester student teaching, getting real experience out there in the teaching world, was coming right out of the pandemic. Students were just coming back into the building, and it was an incredibly stressful and hectic experience. And what really, it was a mixed bag. I felt like some of the cultures that I had seen and been exposed to at different buildings were a little bit more secular, in which every educator was kind of in their own bubble, kind of working on their own things. And coming here into Marion, I was grateful for the opportunity to have one semester as a long-term sub and then to be granted this chance to be a full-time teacher so soon. It was a blessing to me. But I didn't really know what I was going to walk into with the fellow staff, with the community at large here. And from top to bottom, administration, all the way down to the teachers right next to me here in the hall, and the students as well, who in class have made so many great memories for me, who have made this year so positive. I've felt supported along the way every step, and I love paying it forward every single day I'm here.
Well, that's it for this week's episode. I want to thank Mr. Harmon for coming on the podcast today and sharing all of this great information about the new esports program we have for our students at Harding. Until next time, I'm Matt McQuarrie. This has been the Prexy Podcast, and we'll let the band play us out.